Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our guest is Merlin Kaufman, the CEO and founder of Soothe. You've seen it on your iPhones everywhere, right?
Android, iPhone.
And you can get the app, and it's on-demand massage. Is it real? Is this possible? I can call and get a massage like within a couple hours.
It's very real. You can get a massage within 1 hour. We bring the sheets, the table, the oils, everything to your door. And it's legitimate therapeutic massage.
How many people do use it?
Hundreds of thousands of people throughout the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and we just launched Australia.
And what's the feedback been?
People love it. Mm-hmm. Most people order within 3 hours. Some people order in advance, but it's really an on-demand massage. People think, wow, my neck, right, my shoulders hurt right now. I really want it.
Let's talk about the business in the next segment. I want to talk about you for a minute. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I don't think I could have been anything else. Growing up,
why?
I think both of my parents were very entrepreneurial. My dad started the first full-service Mexican restaurant in Indianapolis, Indiana, where I grew up. So I grew up watching him have a business. My mom did guided meditation, spiritual healing, and I always saw her have clients come to the house. And neither of my parents worked for large corporations.
All right. What's the name of the restaurant?
The Jumping Beanery.
I've been there.
Oh, yeah?
I've been there. Every sporting event should be held in Indianapolis, by the way. And I remember taking my whole staff there one night. Anyway, that's ironic.
Wow.
What was your first paying job?
My first paying job?
That restaurant.
I was a hacker. And I was doing security consultation for miscellaneous companies in about 1998.
Yeah. And a hacker, it was illegal back then, right?
There were no real laws.
Right.
So here I was.
What do you mean by real laws?
You know, it was early on in the internet. And I was trying to gain access to these web servers, getting in and saying, hey, I'm in your server. I'd love to help you be more secure.
Oh, well, so you're doing it was positive then?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the worst job you ever had?
Worst job I ever
had? Serving that time for doing that?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
No, what was the worst job you had?
I've never really had a bad job.
Really
I've always worked for myself. So I've always followed my own curiosity and really just gone to what I was interested in.
Mm-hmm. How many hours do you work a day now?
These days, 16 hours.
You got a lot of people working for you?
90 full-time now.
Wow.
And a year ago, it was only 5 people.
All right. Are they all masseuses?
We have 6,500 massage therapists in our network. And we're in 45 cities. But within our corporate office, we have 90 full-time between engineers, operations,
right,
call center.
That's a big-time operation.
It's grown very quickly.
Did you have a mentor going into this? Somebody that you, an entrepreneur that you looked up to?
I'm rather unique in this scenario. I don't have a particular mentor other than my parents. Mm-hmm. I've always
taught business. That's not unique. That's great.
Them.
Yeah.
But externally, I didn't think, oh, like Steve Jobs. Like, obviously, he's a great entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But my parents were my main source of inspiration.
I'm not sure Steve Jobs could run that restaurant.
That's true.
Right? Restaurant. And we love Steve. But, I mean, running a restaurant is a tough deal. How do you achieve a work-life balance? Or can you? Get a massage.
Yes, I get a lot of massages. I made Soothe for myself. But work-life balance for me is traveling, being able to spend quality time with my friends, going out to dinner. I'm a big foodie. I like to get some drinks. I like to travel, and I like to get massages. That's how I maintain my equilibrium.
Is that your typical day? A massage, food, and being with your friends? What's
yes.
your typical day like?
Typical day, wake up, check my emails. My biggest challenge with the phone and mobile in general is it's always on me, and I'm inclined to look at the phone first thing. I'm trying to change my pattern and get out of bed before I look at my phone, but it's not always a successful feat every day.
I am man enough to admit that I can't do that. I mean, I asked some other guys, how long could you be without your phone, without you thinking about it?
Yes. It's maybe 3 minutes, five minutes.
You don't have it in here, right?
I have it on silent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you have it.
I do have it.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. He is Merlin Kaufman, the founder of Soothe. And I can't wait, and we'll get to that in a minute. Do you rely on the advice of others? Or do you micromanage?
I like to get out of the way of my team, mm-hmm. but until I trust them, for the first 6 months, I try to keep a pretty close eye to what's going on with middle managers. Mm-hmm. And then once I trust people, get out of their way.
And how do you hire people that you know? Well, you never know, right? I mean, what's the process of getting hired?
Within our team.
Well, no, when I'm talking about people in your office, these aren't masseuses. These are people
right.
that operate them. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Within our corporate team, we have a policy that either myself, our CTO, Chris, or our CFO, Simon, will interview every single candidate, even people who are entry-level positions. One of us has to approve them.
And what's the you're out the door message? I mean, for example, Four Seasons, if the guy doesn't have a good handshake and a smile, or girl or woman, they're gone.
I didn't know that.
They don't even continue. Good handshake and a congenial smile doesn't happen if they don't have it. So what's your barometer there?
Our barometer at Soothe is the person has to be nice. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter how intelligent they are. You may have the smartest person in the world. If they are not the kind person who we actually want to spend time with every day and be around, it's just not interesting to us.
What happens if you hire somebody and it turns out to be wrong? You get the wrong, you know, it happens everywhere.
Yes.
How do you handle that?
I think it's
a disruptive employee.
Sure. I think it's very apparent pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. It's just not quite a fit. Either there's communication mismatch or the work is just not getting done.
Right.
And it usually is self-selecting. People kind of bow out before they need to be told that you need to go.
You're out the door.
Yes.
How about family and friends? Would you hire them?
No, yeah. not so much.
Well, we're pretty much 100% on that in this room. People, no entrepreneur has rarely said they'll hire their wife or their mother. And we love our wives and mothers, right? But why not?
I think it's just, you have to be able to make tough decisions. And it's not worth ruining relationships right. with people who are family and friends. Although I will say, people on my team have become my friends
family,
and family.
Sure, yeah.
It's a real thing.
But for a real friend, the tough decision makes it tougher.
Yes.
Because he's a friend, right?
Yes.
What's your strength as a CEO?
I think one of my biggest strengths is I'm very curious about problems and how to solve them. And I have a genuine interest in people. I like to get to know people when we're hiring them. I like to spend time around people. I like to put the puzzle together to figure out who goes where in the organization.
And why.
And why.
Right.
Yes.
And what are your weaknesses?
Biggest weakness, it's really hard for me to turn off my business mind. I'll be on my phone at
Which
night
is now
in
off
bed.
In this room.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the most personal conversation I've had in the past 24 hours.
Yeah, I mean, that gets to be a problem for an entrepreneur because you can do so many things with texting. Like iOS 10 just came out, and their texting service is 100 times better. And so that just adds to the ability to talk to somebody without actually talking to them.
Yes.
Not that you want to be rude, but that's the way the world works now.
Yes, and there's just so much data out there. There's always new articles popping up on your feed, and you think, oh, that's interesting. I'll read that. Maybe it'll help me have an insight into some new business nuance.
Where do you develop new ideas? Are there any new ideas at Soothe? I'm not kidding. Yeah.
In the massage business, it's a very archaic industry. It's rather outdated, and that's what made such a great opportunity for us to come in and change the way massage is being perceived, make it more accessible to the average person. I think a lot of people who never had a massage before are able to get a massage with Soothe, because there's no, with men especially, there's no stigma about, oh, I'm in the spa. It's just, you know, you're at home, and when we come to you, you don't have to think twice about, is this not for a guy to be...
Right. No, I know that. I know a lot of guys who have that problem.
Yes.
They only get their massages on the road, and that's a whole other story.
Yes. You know?
What happens in your business when that happens, when people want more than a massage?
So, luckily, massage therapists are all trained to be able to be professional and stand their bounds and keep boundaries.
Good for you.
Which is fortunate.
Yeah. What's your management style?
I am obsessive about brand. Mm-hmm. So there's certain things I'm very obsessive about and I'm very micromanaging on. I approve every email that goes out to our customers. Same thing with emails and communications that go out to our massage therapists. Mm-hmm. When it comes to engineering, I'm not an engineer by training, and I rely on the expertise of my CTO to tell me the bounds of reality.
Right.
So I get out of his way. I push when it's necessary, but ultimately, you know, I trust.
Somehow it works.
Yes.
Trust. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682.
1-800-591-1682. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. A great guest, Merlin Kaufman, the CEO and founder of Soothe, the on-demand masseuse, right?
Yes, on-demand massage.
Massage, and it's everywhere on my iPhone. How'd you make that happen?
We advertise quite a bit, and people love Soothe, so it keeps popping up to the top of your feed because they liked it so much.
Yeah, I just couldn't figure out, what did I put in my iPhone that got Soothe on there all the time? But you've done a great job with that.
Probably a lot of your friends are using it.
Yeah. How much money, and you don't have to give me the number, but how hard was it to raise, or easy to raise the seed money for this?
I provide my own seed money. Mm-hmm. So I put about $400,000 of my own capital into the company over the first 13 months of the business.
Did that make you nervous?
It did. It started with thinking, okay, I'll put in $150,000.
Right.
And I got traction. I had really good numbers. And it just kept going. It took me a little longer to raise money from investors than I had anticipated.
How do you, there's a lot of competition between places where you can go and get a massage, between the two-bit massage places.
Yes.
And there's a lot of competition. How do you differentiate yours? Obviously, the on-demand thing is a golden goose here, right?
I think that our biggest differentiator from large chains like Massage Envy is that our massage therapists are much happier. Mm-hmm. They earn about three times as much as they do at Massage Envy. They're not sitting around all day long waiting for people to walk in the door. They're living their lives, spending time with their families, enjoying their hobbies, and if a job comes through to them that they want to take, they take it. If not, no big deal. We don't interrupt their lives.
You are one of AOL's youngest employees?
Yes. I worked for AOL when I was 11 years old.
Paid?
It was paid initially, and then they realized that I was underage, and I got moved to a volunteer-only position.
So you didn't get the stock?
I did not get the stock.
They asked me to do a project for them for the U.S. Open Tennis thing. They said, you can have a bunch of stock, or you can have $25,000. So, of course, I took the money.
Of course, of course.
And they remind me every year how much that stock is worth.
How much is it now?
It's not, I don't even want to talk about it. But it's one of those things. How many things have you passed up that you regret?
There are a couple of investments that I had access to that I regret. I'd say about two.
Okay. What's the biggest mistake you've made?
Biggest mistake I've made, I would say, is I made a lot of good decisions. I'll preface this by saying
there's an honor to admitting mistakes because you learn from them, right?
Yes, absolutely. Biggest mistake I made was probably not starting this business a year before I did. Mm-hmm. I had good timing, but ultimately, if I was a year ahead, I would have been in a better position today.
That's not a mistake. That's just you thinking ahead of yourself, and that's a good trait.
I mean, one could say, because I dropped out of my undergrad at college, that's arguably a mistake if I was looking to go get a job at another company.
Yeah, but you never know, because look what happened. Here you are.
Yes.
How much, I know you're crazy with social media, right? I mean, how much do you use, and how important is it?
I use social media personally a ton.
Yeah, I'm talking about for Soothe.
But for Soothe, we use a lot a lot more than I do. Mm-hmm. You see it on your feed every time you open Facebook. It's definitely our biggest advertising channel.
And is that, I have no idea the expense of that. How do you get that done? Why is it when I open my phone?
We have a six-person full-time marketing team in-house. Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of money on creative ads, coming up with great content, and we end up giving Facebook a good amount of money to syndicate.
How many therapists do you have?
6,500.
So how do you find those?
We work with many massage schools throughout the country. We put Craigslist ads up. Mm-hmm. We put ads on job boards, and we bring everybody in-house to do an interview. Every massage therapist on our system has gone through a very rigorous vetting process with our recruiters. And our recruiters themselves are all licensed massage therapists and often educators at massage schools. And they do they receive a 30-minute practical demo massage from every applicant before they're either accepted or denied. And we turned down about 40% of all applicants.
Wow, you must have a lot because, like you pointed out, the people who work at Soothe actually make money.
Yes.
The real money.
Yes. We have therapists who can make $80,000 per year, which is...
That's real money.
It's an amazing return on their education investment because they spend about $7,000 to $10,000 in 6 months of their life getting this certification, and then they're earning $70 an hour with us.
How mainstream has Soothe become now? Because I know when it first started, I don't know about this, but now...
Yes, I would say that Soothe is becoming a household brand name. Mm-hmm. There's still a lot of the market to penetrate, but we're very well known, especially in our core markets like LA, New York, Chicago, Miami.
All right. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Our guest is Merlin Kaufman. I love the name Merlin.
Thanks, Pat.
It's just so, it's a perfect name. If you were an employee at your own company, would you want to work there?
Yes. It's interesting. I always thought of myself as a really hardcore CEO, and I still think I am pretty aggressive when it comes to growth and pushing people to their limits. But I am employing people now, like our CFO, Simon, who's worked at many large companies, and he says that everybody in this office is just smiling all the time and walking around in a good mood, and everybody is friends with each other. And it's a phenomenon that is very rare to find.
And these aren't the masseuses. These are the nuts and bolts people that run the app. How did you ever think you'd be involved in the massage business?
I did not ever expect to be specifically involved in the massage business. However, when I look back, my mom was involved in alternative healing.
Mm-hmm. So
I grew up with, I got massages from a very young age, from age 10. I was meditating at the same young age. Mm-hmm. And it seems... when you look at it backwards, it was a natural fit for my future.
Finding a great employee, I always think, is like finding a great jury, you know, finding the friends. what kinds of questions do you ask and just finding them and retaining them as an entrepreneur?
So a big question that I like to ask is, what was a problem that you recently solved and how did you go about solving it?
That's good. Why are you here?
Yeah.
I like that. Getting the app up and running, and the app is called Soothe, right?
Yes.
And there's like six of them, so which one should people take?
Of the massage types?
No, there's Soothe. There's like Soothe for iPhone, Soothe.
Oh, well, I mean, there's Soothe, and there's a Soothe therapist app also, I think,
right,
that you'll see.
So what's the unique value of your company? I'll give you an idea. Not because it's just different. It's just new, right? I mean, it combines technology and a service.
Yes. I think that nobody will ever replace massage therapists with artificial intelligence, autonomous driving vehicles. And we really care about our people, which is a major differentiator. I believe that all of our massage therapists who are independent contractors... Mm-hmm. We treat them very well. I think they feel like family. Same thing with our team. And we figured out a way to scale this qualitative respect for people, which is very challenging and often gets lost at scale.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Merlin Kaufman, CEO of Soothe.
Thank you, Pat.
We love that. Thanks for coming in. Good job. We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Thanks for joining us. I'm Pat O'Brien.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
23. Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining us is Nikki Jackson. She's the CEO and founder of RangeMe. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
All right, give me the elevator pitch and however you want to give it. What is RangeMe?
Okay, so essentially RangeMe is a product discovery platform that enables retail category buyers to source new innovation for their stores.
So give me a contextual example. Walk me through. So I'm the buyer, I'm the decision maker in the process for Target.
Yeah.
Now what?
So essentially, the platform ensures that if a category, when a category buyer is set up in the platform, your example is a target, the buyer is set up with the categories that they buy for. So if you're a buyer of skincare and you only want to see skincare products, you only see products that are relevant to your category.
On your website, RangeMe.
Within the platform. It's a closed platform for buyers. And not only that, we give buyers the right tools to find the right products, whether they're looking for products with a certain margin, a certain approval certification. They may look for something that they want that's organic, certified, maybe it's minority owned. Whatever it is, they basically let us know what are their preferences and what are their filters, and the platform intelligently recommends products to them that best meets their needs.
How do you make money? Do you make money by facilitating the deals and get a small percent, or do they have to pay a monthly and that's how you make your money?
So we're monetizing through premium features that the suppliers can opt to pay for.
And you've done an amazing job of figuring out how to get the suppliers onto your platform. You're just telling me right now, you guys are averaging a crazy number. You're getting every 5 minutes a supplier is signing up on RangeMe.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, the growth has just been like that.
How have you been able to make that happen?
That's a lot of wizardry.
Okay, so explain some of your powers.
So part of it is great partnerships, whether it's with trade shows or certifications that are carried on certain products. So marketing to those audiences. We do a lot of awesome online advertising, actually capturing these brands where they are, which is typically online.
Yeah. Okay, so let's dive into partnerships real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't really share, you said a lot of wizardry, but you didn't share it with us yet. So I'm gonna grill you on it. I want some of those little secret tips. But partnerships, you brought up partnerships. I know that you're really good at building relationships and learning how to leverage those relationships to build a team, partnerships.
Yep.
So what's the secret? How are you doing that?
So a few partnerships come to mind. If you think about emerging brands, well, there's a company, for example, called Circle Up, who help emerging brands get funding. So we partnered with them, where a lot of their brands that contact them or actually get funded know about RangeMe to put their products on to get promoted and get in front of retailers. And a lot of them have actually had great success. Another partnerships is the emerging brand section at Nielsen, for example. We did a marketing partnership with them where a lot of their new brands and emerging brands found out about RangeMe. And actually, a lot of them as well got great success because these are brands that are emerging and retail ready.
But that doesn't help the person listening right now that says, I'm an aspiring entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Great, you figured out partnerships and that made you money. But how do I go out and make those partnerships?
You've got to think about who else is touching your targeted consumer. So what else are they using? What else do they need?
So who potentially has the distribution that I could benefit from?
Yeah.
But then how do I get them to pay attention to me? Do I add value to them? Do I go to them?
It's a reciprocal value.
Okay.
So if, I guess in the case of RangeMe, we're actually offering their constituents, their suppliers, something of benefit. I mean, the fact that we know that a product that was referred through one of our suppliers is going to be in 2017 on the shelf at a major chain store is huge. And how much credibility does that partner get for actually that referral?
Okay. And so what does step one look like? Where do I find these people? Do I look them up?
Yeah. You firstly have to build your business. You have to get to the stage where you have a few clients, critical mass, and then you actually have enough behind you with a story to tell
to
get that traction. Yeah.
You're already successful. Then you go out and you can figure out mutually beneficial relationships where either A, you both simultaneously add value to each other, or B, which happens a lot of the time, you have to add value first and hope that with good faith and goodwill, it will come back to you. And these people will say, hey, that you added value to us. You've made a deposit in us. Now we'll add value back to you.
Yes. I think in the best scenario, it's when you both can benefit
at the same time. A lot of the times, though, what I found in business is, you know, people typically think of networking as, who is the best person at this event or this association or this group or this organization that I can get something from? Like, who's the best person here I should talk to because I can get something from them?
Yes.
And I flip networking on its head and I look at who here could I add value to and make a deposit in that when I put value in them, like a bank account, I add a deposit into their account, it will build interest that later I can benefit from. And so, you know, it's kind of like partnerships or relationships. Look at who you can give value to. Don't ask for anything in return. And, you know, ideally, you're giving to the right people. That's the key. Not just giving value to everybody. You find the right people. Mm-hmm. And rather than saying, oh, I'm going to ask them for help, you say, I'm going to add value to them. I'm going to deposit in them. And later, that's going to build interest, and I can ask for something later. And if you do that enough times, you know, it does come back. You may have made a deposit in 50 people, 100 people. Maybe only 10 of them come back to you. But I think in my experience personally, You know, you can have a very successful business like you've been able to do, structuring these partnerships. But it does come down to adding value first. And I think a lot of people make the mistake of thinking, well, who's the best person I should go and ask something from?
Yeah, no, you have to be able to give some. I believe reciprocal is the best way to go.
Yeah.
But I think that you need to be able to show them the value that you can give to them.
And a lot of times people aren't in a position where the value that they can add is of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're a small company, it's a big company, they're like, screw you.
Of course, of course.
You don't stand a chance.
Of course.
Not going to be mutually beneficial.
Yeah.
We make $100 million or $1 billion a year, you do $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so in some of those cases, you have to say, look, we're going to do all of this for free. We're going to provide our service for free based on X, Y, Z. If this happens, then we talk about doing something where it's mutually beneficial.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of times, I think that's something that needs to happen. Nikki Jackson is joining us. She's the CEO and founder of RangeMe. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. I want to talk about social media. Do you guys use it at all?
We do. We use Twitter a lot, LinkedIn, a bit of Facebook as well, because these small and emerging brands grow their products.
And that's where they're finding out about you?
A lot of the time, yes.
Okay.
We do a lot of social media as well.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool. So the small companies are finding out about you in there, and are those where the people, the suppliers, 5 minutes, they're coming on every 5 minutes? Like, I'm just confused. How are you getting every 5 minutes?
Well, we also help the retailers we work with manage their inbound proposals. So if you think about Whole Foods Market, Target, Petco,
so they
some of our
get a
big
ton
clients,
of them, and they send them to you.
We help manage their inbounds for their buyers through our platform, and that also helps fuel the growth.
So do they just send you like a list of 1,000? And then you just break that down and it's like every 5 minutes?
No. So basically,
or do they literally send you them just consistently, like nonstop? Or is it like a, here's a chunk, like here's 1,000 suppliers, you guys are going to vet them for us?
So what we do is we actually, if you go to their corporate websites or their social, or their supplier portals, you'll see information about RangeMe managing the new product submission process.
Okay.
So an example is if you go to a local store, a local Whole Foods store, and you say that you're a new innovative supplier wanting to get in front of the category buyers, you'll be given collateral, which will talk to how you actually load your products up into RangeMe to directly access the right category buyer through our unique technology. So the technology is wizardry. It's got lots of algorithms and clever intuitive filters and preferences, which ensure the matching is ideal for that category buyer and also for the supplier to make sure that we're ultimately serving both sides.
So is your strategy of preeminence that differentiates you from anybody potentially competing against you, is it the, as you refer to it, as the wizardry, the algorithms and the coding on the back end?
Yes. So, and we've got an awesome A-class tech team who are building out these features to really streamline the discovery process for these category buyers and make sure that we are presenting to the buyers the best possible product mix that meet their objectives and their category assortment plans.
Okay. And so this sounds like you had to raise money for this business. I mean, you guys have had a lot of success pretty early on.
Yep.
So can you disclose the amount of money you raised?
I won't disclose the amount of money we've raised because we're more private about that. But I would say that we've been able to attract the attention of incredible investors and advisors alike.
Okay.
So just by way of example, one of the investors in our earlier round was the co-founder of Eventbrite. Everyone knows Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. Eventbrite. Steve Jang is an advisor to us and an investor as well. And he was one of the first advisors to Uber and still works very closely with Uber. So we've managed to attract a lot of great talent, a lot of great VC investors as well, who are very prominent and well-respected and well-known in San Francisco.
If you could go back and talk to yourself in your first year of business, what would be maybe one or two pieces of advice you'd share with yourself? Because whatever that is, it's probably beneficial for millions of people listening to us about what they should probably be aware of.
Yes.
You know, for myself, there's a lot of things, but I want to hear from you. What's one or two things?
I think the challenge is you surround yourself by so many people. So you mentioned all those stakeholders, and you get so many mixed opinions about what you should do and what you should be doing. So that is probably one of the most difficult things. As I look back, and now I'm sitting in this chair now, that you really have to, hear everyone and listen to what they say, digest it, and then think, okay, well, what is right for this business in the next quarter, in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months? And so part of your role as a CEO and a founder is trying to distill all these ideas, all these thoughts, all these recommendations, and all this advice, and really create the right path forward with a strong leadership team behind you.
So that's what you would go back and tell yourself?
Yes, I would be saying, like, know that that's going to happen. Because in the very beginning, I was like, yes, surround yourself by as many people as you can. And then what I realized is that the more you surround yourself with so many people,
yeah,
the harder it sometimes can be. So you really have to pick and choose
the right people.
And I have been so fortunate to find the right people who have been honest, fair, and who you can be honest with, which is the most important. And then I think the other thing is be open-minded, because you never know who that person that's sitting next to you at a conference.
You never know who they are,
you never know what they're going to do. And I have an incredible story about my first few months in the United States, sitting next to someone who now says to me, Nikki, at the time you probably thought I was like a gray-haired guy just trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
And he has been, he's an industry veteran in the retail space, very well networked, and has been incredible in opening doors and truly believing in RangeMe as a platform and a product to shake up the industry and improve a lot of process. And this is someone who has been in retail for the last, I shouldn't say it, but probably like 30, 40 years, and is very well respected. And there he was talking to me, and I was open-minded to, of course, talk to him and learn as much as I can from him. And he still says to me today, like, you probably thought, when I was trying to talk to you, you didn't even know who I was. Yeah. And I think that's the most important lesson, is keep an open mind, don't judge, speak to people, because you just never know where it's going to lead you.
Nikki, a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. You melted me. I've melted.
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're never going to get as much sleep as you want. That's why you need to make every hour of sleep you do get really count. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. Our sheets are handcrafted from pure, fair trade, 100% organic cotton. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, sleep better than ever on Boll & Branch sheets. If you order today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L. And branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated. What other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
How can you leverage content to grow your business on social media? We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Sabina Galt is joining us. She's the CEO of Connect Agency. She's going to help us answer that question. Sabina, it's a pleasure to have you.
Mark, thank you so much for having me.
All right,
really,
let's dive
appreciate
in.
It.
How do we do this?
Oh, content is king.
Content.
Everybody,
it can be king.
It is.
I think context is king.
I mean,
with content.
Content is big today. Yeah. Whether you own the content, where you earn it through media or otherwise, or you buy it, you have to find a way to then share it, right? And that's
why I'm saying context, because content is everywhere.
Right.
We can have content, but the good content is context. It's a message to market match. It's the right content at the right time in front of the right person. There's relevancy
to
and
the
there's
right
context.
Audience.
Exactly.
It's really important because I think people forget that they can multi-purpose things that they have, right? So you'll have a client that will say, oh, well, I got this great article in Inc. It's awesome. I'm like, great. Now what you need to do with that piece of content is you need to use it on your social network. You need to tell people that you've been featured in that magazine. Mm-hmm. Now you need to also take it and internally hype everybody up and get your team excited, because then they in turn will share it with other people. Your sales team can share it out. I mean, all of that is part of how to leverage that content, how to use it, how to put it out, how to really make money with it, ultimately.
So I love the fact that you said Inc., because I've been featured in Inc. a bunch of times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, and I'm only using that right now as an example of when I was featured in those. First of all, we can talk about how I was featured in those. In a nutshell, you reach out. As you get bigger, it's easy to get in them. But when you're starting out, one of the easiest ways to do it is to read the articles on content that you're good at. So if it's health and wellness, if it's mindset, if it's growing a business, if it's digital marketing, find somebody who just wrote that in Fast Company, Forbes, whatever article you want to be in. Copy and paste their name in LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Reach out to this person, build a relationship with this person, add value to this person, and then inevitably through building the relationship, you can have them help feature you in these articles, an interview over the phone, turn it into an article. That's step one.
My job.
Exactly. And so I want to see. So once you get in Forbes or Inc., as we're talking about, a strategy that we use is then we take that, upload it natively on Facebook or other social platforms, and then we pay to target it to other people that are either in our target audience. So if it's Fortune 500 clients that we're trying to get to,
you're reaching them.
Get into our agency, we'll target them. If it's a media inception strategy, we'll take our content in Forbes or Inc. or Entrepreneur, and we'll pay to put it only in front of the employees and employers who are the journalists and the content creators at these publications on radio, TV, podcasts, magazines, et cetera, that we want to be featured in. Inevitably, they're seeing our content. So then whether we reach out to them, they've already seen us and we've conditioned them, or they'll inevitably reach out to us once they've seen enough of our content and they get to know us. So super easy strategy. But as you were saying, right, don't just have it and say, cool, I was in Forbes or Entrepreneur and not do anything with it. It's what you do with it once you're in there. Because I can tell you, maybe you agree, getting in it doesn't usually move the needle that much as you may think it does.
Yeah, it really is what you do with it and how do you leverage those relationships at the end of the day, yeah. Right? I think having that perpetuity of constantly being in those kind of outlets also helps tremendously.
Crucial because it's not a one-time thing.
One time just doesn't do much, right? Yeah. It's like I go to the gym one time, yay.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't really work, right?
If you want real results, you have to be consistent.
Exactly. You got to have some consistency. You also have to be able to use that intelligently, right? Because going to Forbes and telling them you've been in Inc. doesn't really work out that well. So you got to be able to use it to the right people.
Well, that's the thing is because Forbes and Inc. and Entrepreneur, there's no difference. I mean, tell me the difference between Forbes and Entrepreneur. There's no difference.
No, but they are competitors. So you also want to keep it very church and state.
Yes.
You don't want to go to one and say, oh, well, I've been featured in this one.
But I can almost guarantee you anybody who's somebody is in every one.
Correct.
So at the end of the day, what it is it's social proof. If you have a Fortune 500 client, that's like saying, hey, I'm not going to tell the other Fortune 500 client we're trying to get that we have a Fortune. No, of course. They want to know you've already been in Forbes, so then they'll put you in Inc.
They want to know that you're somebody.
They go, hey, our biggest competitor, they're featured in Forbes. So
they're
already credible, so we should feature them in ours. Because at the end of the day, it's about content. And if you provided Forbes great content, they're going to be like, how did we miss that content? Forbes picked it up. We need to get them in our magazine.
Another great way to leverage your content in a different context is to use some of the... they're called sort of like repurposed content websites. So what you do is you work with them hand in hand to create sort of a ad looking like strategy.
Okay.
But it really isn't ads. It looks like a story. It is a story. So your story in Forbes suddenly pops up over 10, 15, 20 different sites at any point of the time, at any point in day. And it really allows people to see that message through, let's say, Purple Carrot is the best new meal delivery kit for vegans.
Yeah.
That suddenly pops up in 20 different websites, and it really enlarges your audience and it allows you to get more for it.
So how can we get these influencers, though? Because how do you actually know where their address is? How do you reach out to them? Because that's the biggest thing. People go,
you reach on social. It's that easy.
Just
reach out on social.
Say, hey, I want to mail you something.
Most of them will represent themselves. Some of them, the larger ones, have representation, a manager, an agent, something of the sorts, and they'll send you through kind of that file. But really, just reach out on social. Reach out on Instagram. DM them. That's the easiest way.
Okay.
And whether you're in the food and beverage space or you're in the kids space or you're in, the entertainment space, it doesn't matter. All of these people have huge followings. They know it. They're banking on it. And they're doing reviews for products, for spaces, for entertainment outlets. Videos.
So at the end of the day, you got to find these influencers and you've just got to ask. Because that's the mistake people make is they just don't ask. So... at the end of the day, I love what you just said.
You gotta ask.
Reach out to the influencer and just ask. It's a numbers game. You reach out to 100, you hear no 99 times, you get that first one. Then it'll be easier to go back and get the next. Sabina, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks so much.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that the host nor Business Rockstars is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183.
thermospas, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. Their free, unbiased resources can help you get
through. BizTalk Radio,